Motor Talk with David Berthon. Trying to sell your car? You should list it on oscar.com.au. It's free.
Talking about Hyundai's sporty Veloster Coupe, the Veloster is a rather quirky sports coupe since last August, available in a second series with more driver-focused performance features, advanced safety equipment and comfort and convenience items. Unlike the disappointing entry, 2-litre naturally aspirated manual I drove earlier, the 1.6-litre turbo automatic premium Veloster I've just driven was a real performance package. Not inexpensive at $41,990, but incorporating a lot more equipment, performance, safety and comfort features for the money. A new multi-link rear suspension is a highlight, but the turbo engine with paddle shifters for the 7-speed dual-clutch automatic makes this top-spec model a very satisfying driver. It sits flat through the corners with great steering feedback in a package that loves to be driven hard. If you like a driver's car, this is a very satisfying car, unlike the entry 2-litre non-turbo manual that was simply hard work behind the wheel. Admittedly, the cost difference between the two is $12,500, but having said that, the turbo premium is loaded with equipment. Ventilated and heated front seats, powered on the driver's side, full leather trim, head-up display, a full-width glass sunroof, LED headlights, a rear-view camera, and a host of active driver assist technologies. The style may not be to everybody's liking, but the build quality is first class, which Hyundai just get better and better at. I'm David Berthon.